Hey, so I came across this really interesting paper that just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine about a new benchmark called Psychiatry Bench. And honestly, it raises some fascinating questions about whether large language models can actually do psychiatry. Now, I know we hear a lot about how good these models are at everything, but psychiatry is pretty different. It's not just knowledge recall. It requires clinical reasoning, diagnostic integration, and careful decision-making. So the researchers decided to build a rigorous benchmark to actually test whether state-of-the-art LLMs can approximate expert-level psychiatric reasoning. What I really appreciate about this work is that they grounded the whole thing in authoritative psychiatric textbooks. This isn't just some crowdsourced quiz. It's a properly curated benchmark with diverse tasks, diagnostic questions, case management planning, sequential reasoning, you name it. So here's what they found. The frontier models, we're talking GPT-5 Medium and Claude Sonnet 4. 5, they're performing impressively. We're seeing 84, 5%, and 83, 7% respectively. And here's the thing. There's a clear improvement trajectory. Newer models are posting 8 to 10 point gains over their predecessors, which is pretty substantial. But this is where it gets interesting, and maybe a little counterintuitive. The generalist frontier models, the broad-based jack-of-all-trades LLMs, they're substantially outperforming domain-specialized medical models on the complex reasoning tasks. Think diagnostic management planning, sequential question answering. These are the hard cognitive tasks. Meanwhile, those specialized medical models, they only really excel when it's pure knowledge-intensive classification tasks. This is what the authors call the generalist-specialist paradox, and it's something worth thinking about. It suggests that what psychiatry actually needs is deeper reasoning capability, not narrow domain expertise encoded into a model. Now, here's the nuance. Even the top models aren't perfect. When you look at multi-label classification of specific disorders, where you need to identify multiple concurrent conditions, we're only seeing 45% subset accuracy, even from the best performers. Extended matching items, which are these complex clinical format questions, they show variable performance, and they're surprisingly sensitive to question formatting. There's also this interesting finding about reasoning modes. Some of these models have what's called thinking, or deliberative inference. Basically, they work through the problem more carefully. For Sonnet 4, 5, this significantly improved performance. But for Gemini models, inconsistent or negligible benefits. So it's not a universal solution. It seems to depend on the model's architecture. What really struck me is the consistency question. The frontier models showed high cross-task stability. They didn't just get one task right by accident. They performed reliably across different clinical formats and question types. The specialized and lower tier models, though, they were all over the place. High volatility. That's actually a red flag if you're thinking about clinical deployment. So what does this mean practically? The authors are pretty clear about this. We're not ready for autonomous psychiatric deployment. Not for high-stakes scenarios, anyway. The gaps in clinical consistency and safety are too significant. But it's not doom and gloom. They point to realistic clinical integration pathways. These models are suitable right now for supporting education. Great for learning. Documentation? Absolutely. Preliminary clinical formulation? Sure. But unsupervised decision-making in crisis management or medication initiation? That's a no. If we want to bring these models into actual psychiatric practice safely, the recommendation isn't to build more specialized models. It's actually the opposite. Take those frontier generalist models and tune them specifically to psychiatric norms. Combine them with robust evaluation, human oversight, and proper alignment. It's a nice conclusion, actually, because it suggests that the future of AI in psychiatry might be less about building domain-specific medical models and more about carefully adapting the capabilities that already exist. That feels more feasible. That feels more practical. The research is out now in NPJ Digital Medicine, and I think anyone working at the intersection of AI and healthcare should take a look.